As a boy, he was very much frightened of that. Mm-hmm. Well, everybody is. And his uncle, that is his mother's sister's husband. Three sisters. Pendle's mother, another one, Silas, and Baba's mother, the three sisters. So this one, his name was Ferdun Masa, Faredun. Mm-hmm. Very simple, guileless man, absolutely like a child. He too was afraid, although a big man, he too was tremendously afraid of darkness. So, in summer months, they had gone to Lonavala, a station between Bombay and Pune. It's a hill station. People used to go there. They had hired a place, or they might be at some relation's house or something. And one night, both had an urge to quit. Baba was sleeping in one room, and Ferdun Masa, the other nervous chap, was in another room. First comes Baba. He starts twiddling. He just opens his tape and whatnot, starts twiddling. Then he sees something just opposite to him. Some form. Well, he lost his speech. But then, Dawla is Baba's auntie, mother's sister. So the only other occupant of the house was Dawla, that is the Faridun's wife. Mm-hmm. Then the three were Baba, his auntie, and his uncle. Mm-hmm. So somehow or other, all of a sudden the same sound comes from the opposite side. So Baba gets more frightened. The other one also shouts, So Dawla and Dawla, in that hubbub, all of a sudden Dawla gets up. She brings a lantern and sees that both are trying to fiddle. They're half naked and frightened of each other. That's what Baba himself says, you know. But he was talking then.
She was
the
time that he was talking.
Yeah, 21. So he used to be, always used to narrate these funny incidents. Some Mandali incident during the tour incident or anything, he used to tell somebody to just narrate it at the same time, just see if he has forgotten. Mm-hmm. He would just remind him. And he would talk. I would say, take what is a tremendous interesting joke, usual story. Mm-hmm. He told Harry Kenmore many times to say jokes.
Mm-hmm. But in life, you know, in his daily routine now, with you, did he give you anything funny to do? Something which was a joke, or you realize afterwards it was a joke?
Yeah, sometimes you play a practical joke too. Yes. You would. Now, you see, it so happened the first time we were going to Quetta. I don't know how many we had. Hindus, Muslims, might be about 15 or 20. You see, Pop Gaurav's father's house, he had a cafe there. Mm-hmm. Quetta was a cantonment. So Rusi invited, Gaurav's father invited, Baba come there to your Monday. So we all started from here. On the way, one of the Mandali members had got down from the train. He just went away a long distance somewhere, I don't know, and he missed the train. He ran after the train, but he couldn't catch it. He was a fatty. He couldn't catch the train. We saw him. All right. On the next station, he tells me, take this ticket, give me some money, get down, send a telegram, and you come with him. That is, his name was Barso. Now how that nickname Barsuk came, I'll tell you.
We just sat in the museum.
Yeah?
We saw a letter in the museum.
Huh?
We saw a letter signed by Baba.
In the museum,
yeah.
Abhijit.
Addressed to Barsuk.
Barsuk, yes. You see, Barsuk was a Muslim from Pune. A guileless man, simple man. And Rustam, that is Adi's brother's engagement ceremony was on in Bombay. So, there is a custom here that the guests are served the food on banana leaf, mm-hmm. no plates. We eat on banana leaf. Mm-hmm. And when the dinner is almost finished, a small plate with a chip of soap mm-hmm. for washing the hands mm-hmm. to everybody. Mm-hmm. This year we thought that this was cheese. Then he took a bite. So the first called him cheese, then Baba said, no, cheese is not good. Call him bar soap. What do you suggest? We used to call him cheese someday, you know. My name is not Padre, really. It was that. So he was called bar soap. Later on, he was known as bar soap till his death.
So bar soap
till you call him, or you write a letter to him, or a note. All Barsop means that man, that was that man, that's all, finished. Mm. And Barsop, well, I got on the next station and I sent a telegram telling the post station master that the person from my end had missed the train. I got his ticket, so he sent a telegram. He came by the next train about after 4 hours, and we reached Quetta. They reached Quetta by 11 o'clock. Now, since they were all, Mandali were all traveling, Baba said, go and have a bath. And by God, that was Snow Pani.
Snow Pani.
Ice cold water. But they all had a bath. Now Baba was waiting with all the Mandali for these two to arrive. We let us shove them under the tap. Let them, let us see them freeze. Soon as they came, Baba said, yes, how did you come? They said, all right, go on, come on, come on. Have a bath. Okay, come on. We are to have dinner now. It's about 4 o'clock now. Mm-hmm. All right. There was a running gallery, and the tap was down below. And Baba and others were washing over fun. I opened the tap and just wetted my tie, and I jumped.
What are you doing?
Go on, have a bath. Baba, the water's too cold. Go on, have it. Go on. Everybody, including Baba, was having a laugh at our cost.
You had a bath?
Hey, it did. Oh. It was ice cold, huh? It's a snow line. It's snow there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Baba had a sense of humor, no doubt. Certain people he used to tease, say, for example, C.G. Deshmukh. He used to call him, and Deshmukh. And while embracing, he pulled out his pointing pen. Take his pocket. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one, no pen. Take his pocket. You say, you got any conversation? Yes, ma'am. Yeah. You play jokes on him. You should always understand that he was a normal human being.
Yeah.
And he expressed all sorts of emotions. The pain, anger, sorrow, irritation, everything.
Everything.
Just everything like us. Normal human being is no difference at all. Excepting the base qualities. You understand?
Even the base qualities.
Rotten qualities, right? Mm-hmm. Sort of jealousy. Right. You'd show irritation, anger. Sure, momentarily. Mm-hmm.
Well, you say,
but only to impress us, only to bring the fact home to us. It was for our own good. Say, for example, the told me to do a certain thing, and I just missed it, and I was lazy, or whatever. So they don't read anything.
No.
No. Mm-hmm. It's for your own good that I am telling you. Remember. When the time comes, you might miss that too. I am training you for that. And that's only a split second. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
He said that. That's only a split second when the gift is given. If you miss that, then mm-hmm. that time won't come back. So I am making you obey me. If I give you anything, extend your hand. Come on, take it. Whatever you are doing, just drop everything in front. Drop everything in front.
sick of these.
What are the other questions?
Yeah, but you say he was expressing also the human
qualities.
Emotions.
Qualities, yes.
Qualities. For instance, how did he show you jealousy?
No. Right. No, base quality. That's the base quality.
I didn't have that.
No,
he was a normal, behaving like a normal human being. Not have gone through.
No, that's what I said. This is base quality.
It must have been very difficult for you sometimes to remember who you've got when you behave.
Like well, you made mistakes in love. But then.
You need to remember.
Definitely, we all made mistakes. He held us up for it, punished us for it. He made us fast for it.
What sort of sanctions did he give you?
Are you personal? No, yeah, personally, yes. Too many. You see, there were 14 orders typed out in Manuel and me. You shall not write a letter home. You shall not meet any relative of yours. Or something, something, something. Out of that, he eliminated some. But then, most, that is the highest, you should beware of that. Beware of that. Don't touch anybody. For in the beginning, no, we wouldn't touch anybody. Just anybody. Except in your own mother or sister. There was an order for us. We were not allowed to accept food through the hands of a woman. Apart from touching. Even married people were asked to stay abstain. Yes, sir. There was no fixed routine according to the time, circumstances, or his work, which we also have to share to the folks. So for one full year, we lived on one meal a day. We had one breakfast in the morning, tea and muskat honey. Tea, about half an ounce of butter, chapati as much as you want, no afternoon meal, but evening meal at 5 o'clock. That's all.
Mm.
One breakfast, one meal. One full year. Then we were kept on milk only. Just milk, nothing else. No tea, no nothing at all. Only one, and that is 2 pounds.
What was the purpose of that? But did they explain to you afterwards? No?
Why?
Because when he was...
Never asked why.
No.
When he was telling you things or instructing you to do things, did you have to find out yourself the reason why he was doing that?
We tried our level best, but this nut has got ignorance in it. There is no knowledge in here. A drop couldn't fathom the ocean. Just the futility of a human being. You see?
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Can you compare?
Mm-hmm.
You compare a drop against an ocean of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And a drop of ignorance, mind you.
Then you try to find out if you're a little drop.
Well, your question begs an answer. We many times tried to translate Baba's actions, but came up against a dead wall.
Mm-hmm.
All wrong.
But sometimes Baba will tell. Why did he say that?
No, he said, it's mine. That's mine. You won't understand it because you are enveloped in ignorance. It's only for the perfect man to know it. You would never know it, and I can't explain you either. It is too huge.
Mm-hmm.
Too huge.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Mm-hmm. The ocean's work is embracing the whole universe.
Mm-hmm.
Now he can't explain this. You see, to a limited mind, the whole universe. You see, it's very difficult. Very difficult for me to understand. I can't explain it either.
Did he ever talk to you about the universe?
Hmm?
Did he ever talk to you about the universe?
No, about to me that means to the Mendeley.
Yeah.
Anyone. Yeah. Well, whenever he was in a mood, he would be actually nice. But not that you just bored him to give us an explanation. Sometimes, if in a mood, you just ask him. He might or he might not answer.
Right.
Now, denying the answer was just an order.
I just find that.
That means keep quiet, you know. Something like that. I heard you. Keep quiet. You understand me? You ask a question. He is not in a mood. Or that question is much too much for a slave to ask, for that man to digest. I'll tell you an incident, practical incident. I was called to Meradan to keep company with Harry Kenmore, for he lived there for 3 months. There was to be somebody always to keep his company because the poor set was blind. So I had an heir, myself, all of us, and there was just somebody. Now, I go there, and what do I see? Kaka has had a severe heart attack. Severe heart attack, and he's on the point of coming up. He laid up in bed, and he's absolutely waxen yellow. All as if all the blood is drained from his body. He's just lying flat, gathering near him. I immediately go into the room. I hear the news, and I go into the room. Well, the body itself, the color of the body itself, showed that it was drained of blood, and well, looked like that it was the last moments. What do you think? No. I don't think it's last. Well, I also just said that I also think so, looking at his condition. Well, I'm going to tell Baba. Baba says. So, I go along with Baba. Because I just said I hadn't seen Baba also. And I go. We both go together. Baba says, how is he? No, Baba. I have no hope. Miss he won't keep on changing. You see, that was the answer. He just nodded.
So?
Yes. Like this. Not like this or not like this. You keep on doing your duty. And he replied. So I would answer that way. That means you don't understand it.
Yeah.
Something like, you just not like this, is it? Or he wouldn't answer you at all, as if he had not heard it. That means, shut up. Shut up! You'd ask, but you see, it's all grace. Without this, any grace to be changed, you've got to be careful about what you mean. I think it isn't that bad. But while explaining, if a certain point came up, or his past explanation, if we reminded him, you can put it before him. You understand?
Was there any time when he was asking Manali? Did he ask Manali, ask me any question, and I would answer him?
But he helped him then.
No, but I don't know. You must have had time, of rest, where he was asking for questions to be asked. But of course, you knew in advance what question you asked anyway. It was difficult to converse with him. To communicate.
It was awful easy. He looked at his mood and he started to open up himself.
Yeah.
No, you know how to live with it. Yeah, you understand how to live with it.
Very difficult to live with the master. Very difficult.
You're living with fire. You've got to live with fire. Very difficult, definitely. But the thing is this, you don't make deliberate mistakes. Now say for example, yes, give him an order, yeah, take this note, go to the house. And what time right now? Baba, it is 4 o'clock. When do you think you'll be able to come? You just scale today. It takes about 45 minutes to go and 45 minutes to come, right? 5 to 10 minutes to get Adi Dhanasara to talk to him back. So, 100 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
They gain the time. Baba is back. Baba says that you try to be earlier than that. Right? I will. But it takes me 45 minutes. Baba, it takes 45 minutes to cycle down to Adi's house.
Mm-hmm.
It's our practice. All right, never mind. Never mind. Don't go anywhere. See Adi. Come back straight. And you'll be here by 5 o'clock. So it has 100 minutes, means 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
All right. On the way, your bike gets punctured. What do you do? You're a prisoner. So you start walking. Walking or running. And you are here by 5:15. Hmm? Your fault?
No.
Why? You're late. Yes, no, I am. What happened? I told you to be here by 5 o'clock. First thing, you just do that. Yes, Baba, my bike got punctured.
Oh.
Why didn't you help me in the first place? How could I tell you in the first place? The first question was, you are late. So I got to answer that. Yes, Baba, I am late. And when he asked why, then I got to say, or I might say, my bike got punctured. The first thing is, why you are late. So I say, yes, Baba. You understand?
Yeah.
That's how you answer the master. You don't try to argue. Don't try to say. You just give him the answer. You are late, aren't you? Yes, Baba, I am. Why? Yes, Baba. Or if he stops, after say yes, you can say, my bike got punctured.
I would say, first, my bike got punctured. That's why I am late.
That's good. That's after this miss. And then later on, after this, you can later on then complain about the bike that I got a filthiest bike in the whole ashram, Baba. You could say that. You see? After he specified. So I ordered Kaka that whenever you send anybody on an errand on a bicycle, give him the best bicycle. See, or he would order a bicycle to be expressly kept for him, something like that. You understand? Because it's very important with him. With him, the time was very important. Very, very important.
Everybody has to be very punctual.
Yes.
Definitely. Punctuality. The first lesson in punctuality, I'll tell you, 22. You see, we had a huge steamer gong to call the mandal. They were dread of it, usually me. So how to call them? Just ring the bell and everybody would come rushing to the dining room. Baba would sit in the corner and every mandali would sit around him. And during the day everybody used to go to work, as I said. Some were given office work.
Mm.
I used to learn trade. Sarosh used to go to motor works. Adi used to go to Com College. So, after dinner, I just sit in the hall. Baba would give some explanation, sit chat. What did you do? What did you do? What are you doing? Something like normal work. And remind me about why normal work.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important. So, 9 o'clock. All right. Now, go to bed. Break up. He goes upstairs. His room was upstairs. Go to bed. Now, naturally, it's a custom with everybody. Before they go to bed, they relieve themselves. Well, go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Ours was small coop, you know, two people in one. 10 by 8 partition. Mm-hmm. A big hall of partition and 10 by 8 and two people inside the room. We just rolled up our bed, hung up our mosquito curtain and off to bed. We had one trunk only, that's all, nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of pajamas, couple of shirts, one roll of bedding, that's all. That was our belonging for a number of years. So, after we broke up at 9 o'clock, somebody is going to the bathroom, somebody is going for a wash, somebody is here, somebody is there. Nobody is going to bed yet. Everybody is preparing to go to bed. Say, in 5 minutes, another gong goes. Baba comes back. What will you do? Baba is going to the bathroom. What were you doing? Well, I had gone to wash my face. Ah, what were you doing? Well, I was spreading my bed. Ah, what were you doing? Enlightenment, I catch up with you. What did I tell you? What did I tell you 5 minutes ago? To go to sleep. Why didn't you go to sleep? Yes, well, before we go to bed, I told you to go to sleep. Unroll your bed, sleep on it for 5 minutes, then you may get up and attend to your needs. That's our first lesson, mister.
That was a good school.
Follow me literally.
Follow. And then after
you... And then you may go.
Yes,
then you may sleep at 12 o'clock, it doesn't matter. First thing you go is go to bed. You may sleep or not is a different question. That's the first lesson I remember very well.
What about this
normal? What about normal work you're talking about? What about this normal work? Normal duties. Somebody cooks. Somebody attends to Baba's deeds. I went for work. Adi went to college. So I went to work. Somebody goes.
So what sort of sport did they remind you about?
Normal work.
Normal work.
I get it. Yes. Now you see, what happens with these perfect masters, they always keep themselves occupied with any damn thing. Any damn thing. Just talk with you. Where are you from? I'm from America. How big is America? As if he doesn't know. You understand? What's the population of America? Where do you come? What state do you come from? You come from the border of Canada. Is it hot there? You see, in like manner, he keeps on talking and talking and talking. There should be somebody to talk.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, about this, he said that 1924, the
Mandali. Is it bothering you?
Came from, pardon?
Is the light bothering you?
Yeah, put it behind the post, will you?
Okay.
That's very good. There is a coming over here. But now you see, during that time, the Mandali went from Bombay to. So I didn't go, but he called me on that particular day, one day, 3 days to that. And Baba's station was 9 miles out from Sakori. Baba said, I cannot enter Maharaj's boundary. He said that. 9 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Always the rule.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot enter. That's a rule, yes, he says. Well, that's all. We listen to that. Never ask how, why, so and so. All right. Now, the next day dawns. Maharaj, go to Upasi Maharaj, garland him, bow down to him, come back. I'll stay here. He must have kept just one man or somebody with him. We all go there. Sakur. As we go to Sakori, you see, if you are to approach the perfect master, there is always a guy there who asks you the points, and then he carries the message. This person is a man from Bombay, Pune, America, England, or something, anywhere. See, you just don't enter the room unannounced.
Mm-hmm.
Always the rule. So it was with Upasani Maharaj too. So, hey, Upasani Maharaj, maybe as far as your room. As far as the guest house, we were here. There was a compound and we could see him. He was digging the bed of a lying group. He was digging, actually digging.
Mm-hmm.
So his orderly came and we told him that we have come from Mer Baba and we have come to pay homage to Upasani Maharaj. And we'll